This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Memphis chief has disbanded the city's so-called Scorpion until unit after some of its officers beat black motorist Tyree Nichols to death. The chief on Saturday cited a cloud of dishonor from newly released video of the fatal encounter. The police director, C.J. Davis, acted a day after the harrowing video emerged. She said she listened to Nichols' relatives, community leaders, and uninvolved officers in making that decision. The nation and the city are struggling to come to grips with the violence by those officers who are all black. The video renewed doubts about why fatal encounters with law enforcement keep happening, despite repeated calls for change. Iran's defense ministry says one of its factories was attacked by drones in the central city of Isfahan. A statement carried by the state-run news agency says the attack occurred late Saturday and it caused minor damage to a rooftop. It says three drones were shot down by Iranian air defenses. State media also reported a fire at an oil refinery, saying one person was injured, but it did not say what caused the fire or if it was related to the incident elsewhere. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has now announced a series of punitive steps against the Palestinians, including plans to beef up Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank in response to a pair of shooting attacks that killed seven Israelis and wounded five others. The announcement casts a cloud over a visit next week by U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. This is VOA News. Pope Francis has clarified his recent comments about homosexuality and sin. He's saying he was merely referring to official Catholic moral doctrine and teachings that any sexual act outside of marriage is a sin. AP correspondent Sarah Nafa reports.
In a note Friday, Francis recalled that even his black and white teaching is subject to circumstances that might eliminate the sin altogether. Francis first made the comments in an interview January 24th with the Associated Press, in which he declared that laws criminalizing homosexuality were unjust and that being homosexual is not a crime. His comments calling for the decriminalization of homosexuality were hailed by LGBTQ advocates as a milestone that would help end harassment and violence against LGBTQ persons. But his reference to sin raised questions about whether he believed that merely being gay was itself a sin. Some 67 countries or jurisdictions worldwide criminalize consensual same-sex activity, 11 of which can or do impose a death penalty.
That is AP correspondent Sarah Nafa reporting. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn now reports that the municipal planners say it would be a historical change if the center of the U.S. population continues to gravitate in the South. And she explains why.
A demographer at the Brookings Metro think tank, William Fry, wants to see if this trend of people heading south is related to the pandemic or if it has legs through the rest of this decade. He says some of that has to do with getting away from the big, dense coastal metros to go somewhere else. And a big wild card is immigration, which was responsible for most of the southern growth in 20.
Again, that is AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting. Recapping one of our top stories, the Memphis police chief has now disbanded the city's so-called Scorpion unit. This after some of its officers beat a black motorist, Tyree Nichols, to death. The chief on Sunday cited a cloud of dishonor from newly released video of the fatal encounter. The police director, Sarah C.J. Davis, acted a day after the harrowing video emerged. She said she listened to Nichols' relatives, community leaders, and uninvolved officers in making that decision. The nation and the city have been struggling to come to grips with the violence by those officers, who are all black. The video renewed doubts about why fatal encounters with law enforcement keep happening, despite repeated calls for change. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.